New heading, neglecting the development of the mind. We live in a world of compounding complexity and digital speed. Markets and technology are becoming globalized. A new kind of terrorism, one with potentially worldwide devastating consequences, is creating fear in most every heart. Whole communities are experiencing confusion and vertigo in values. Families are being stressed as never before. Our engine to meet these challenges is the mind, the power to think. When it is neglected, the body itself will suffer. As someone put it, if you think education is expensive, just try ignorance. The moral imperative of life is grow or die. The half-life of many professions is just a few years. If we transfer responsibility for our mental development to our employing organization, we become increasingly codependent and may become professionally obsolete. It reduces our capacity to earn. We might lose our jobs. The body deteriorates more rapidly. We die earlier. What is the impact on the heart, on relationships, when we neglect the mind and its constant development? We're governed more and more by ignorance, by prejudice, by stereotyping and labeling. It can lead to very provincial thinking, even narcissism and paranoia. Our whole view of life becomes myopic, narrow, and self-focused. What is the impact on the spirit when we stop learning? The conscience first becomes numbed, then dulled, and finally silenced, because it constantly tells us to learn and to grow. We lose both the sense of vision in life and the struggle to find our voice, both of which are primary sources of our passion in life. We find the wisdom literature boring and uninspiring, even irrelevant.